Six times we went looking for the sky in a person, and six times it was there. What the latest round of honest tests found in plain English, one of them almost fooled us, catching that is the whole point. There's a version of astrology that most people have never seen. Not the horoscope column kind, but a stripped-down, mathematical kind that asks a single stubborn question and then refuses to lie about the answer. Does the shape of the sky at the moment you were born have anything real to do with who you become? For months, the Scalar Flower Project has been building the tools to answer that honestly. Not does it feel true, not can I find a pattern if I squint, but the cold version, pre-commit to what would count as a real signal, then look and report exactly what you see, even when it's nothing. This is the story of the two newest tests. The setup, the sky is a few honest dials. Forget the 12 signs for a moment. The model describes the sky at your birth with just a few pure shape numbers. Where the sun sits in its yearly journey, the slow annual dial. Where the sky sits in its daily spin, the fast, once-a-day dial. How far north or south you were born, latitude. These are real, measurable, boring in a good way facts of geometry. The question was never whether the dials exist. It's whether any of them point at something human, whether doctors, athletes, painters, or soldiers cluster on any setting of these dials more than pure chance would allow. To check, we used one of the largest clean databases of its kind. 21,166 people with verified birth times and places, the Open Gauquelin database, the same lineage of data once used to argue for the famous Mars effect in mid-20th century astrology. Test 31, the most powerful test we've ever built, in total silence. This test combined the yearly dial and the daily dial together, so it could catch not just simple effects but subtle interactions, the kind that only show up when two things line up at once, and that a one dial at a time test is blind to. Here's the part that matters. Before trusting it on real people, we planted a fake signal in the data, a made-up pattern engineered to be invisible to a lazy test, showing up only in the interaction of the two dials and not in either one alone. A single dial test would have walked right past it. Our joint test caught it instantly, at deafening volume. Then we pointed that same instrument at the real people. Doctors, scientists, soldiers, actors, painters, writers, athletes. Nothing, not one of the 16 statistics we ran beat the honest bar, not one occupation lined up with the sky shape any more than a random shuffle of names would. Athletes, the group the old Mars effect was built on, came out the least remarkable of all. An instrument that screams when it sees a planted signal heard pure silence from 21,166 real lives. Test 32, the one that almost fooled us. The second test asked whether latitude, how far north or south you were born, carries anything. The geometry half was clean and genuinely interesting. Latitude turned out to be a real, independent third dial. It doesn't secretly duplicate the other two, so the model is honestly a three-dial system now. That's a legitimate structural finding about the geometry, not about meaning. The people half is where it got dangerous. At first, the numbers seemed to say, doctors were born a little further north, athletes a little further south, and so on, and the difference passed our preset bar for real. Six of seven groups lit up. For a moment, it looked like a hit. But we had written down in advance exactly how a fake hit like this would most likely arise. Geography pretending to be astronomy. France, where most of this data comes from, stretches across more than 8 degrees of latitude, hundreds of miles. If doctors happened to be recorded in northern cities and athletes in southern ones, you'd see a latitude effect that has nothing to do with the sky and everything to do with where 1900s record keepers lived. So we tightened the test exactly as pre-registered. Instead of comparing people across whole countries, we compared people born in the same regions and the same narrow latitude bands. If the effect were real, it would survive. If it were just geography, it would vanish. It vanished completely. Every single group collapsed back to chance. Doctors versus athletes, indistinguishable once you compared like-for-like towns. And the actual sky quantity that latitude controls, the precise slice of sky rising over the horizon, separated no group at all. It was never the stars, it was old French geography wearing a costume. The honest scoreboard. Add these to the record and the tally is now stark. 6 serious tests in a row, 5 clean nulls, and 1 confound we caught in the act, each pre-committed, each power checked with a planted fake it had to catch first. 6 times, no real link between skyshape and human life survived the honest look. The skyshapes themselves are real, elegant, and now proven to be 3 independent dials. The link to human destiny is simply not in the data. Why this is a good day, not a bad one. It would be easy to read all this as failure. It's the opposite. The entire reason this project exists is to be the version of astrology that plays by science's rules, the same rules that quietly dismantled the Mars effect decades ago. That means saying out loud and in advance what would count as being wrong, and then reporting it faithfully when you are. Test 32 is one of the proudest moments of the whole program precisely because it almost produced a false positive. A weaker discipline would have taken the first result, printed Latitude Predicts Your Profession, and sold a book. We caught our own near miss, traced it to its mundane cause, and killed it. The model keeps passing the honesty test even as it fails the magic test, and in this field, that's the rarest result of all. The catch is the credibility.